Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So, this is Niklas from Fred Film Radio. I'm here from the 72nd Berlinale 2022 and sitting here with Max Walker-Silberman, who presents his feature debut, A Love Song at the Panorama section. So, this is the story of a woman of an advanced age, a widow called Faye, played by Dale Dickey, who lives on a campsite on the prairie and waits for her youth love, Lido, who is played by Wes Studi, and who is also a widower. And then he appears, and they spend time together, reminisce about their shared past, and try to figure out for each other if they can also have a shared future together. I felt from your film that there's a fascination and affection for, let's say, simple, humble life, also for an older woman. So what makes you interested in this perspective of life?
In Telluride, Colorado, I think because it's a kind of remote place to live. Basically, no one I grew up with had family there, extended family. No one has grandparents or aunts or uncles. So a strange but lovely thing happens, which is that our parents' friends all really became our family. So I was raised by a really sweet and humble group of older people. And so that feels like my community, I suppose. And at the same time that love was really entering my life, really truly and forcefully, it was also departing some of theirs for all the reasons that it does. And that contradiction became the heart of the film, I think.
Well, it kind of interests me that your film has a little bit of shape of a short film. So this simplicity and humbleness of a short film story.
I think of the film as a song, honestly, kind of a folk song or a country song. And I think that's because that's where that's where you see people like this get to fall in love. You don't see that in movies. So I looked to music, and that's where those images came into my head, and that's what inspired me much more than movies did. But it's true, we shot the movie in a very similar way to the way I shot my short films. I did it with the same team. I did it in the same place, in the same style, and I'm proud of that. And had it not been for the pandemic, honestly, I don't think it would have happened, because I used to think that to go from short films to features, one had to somehow graduate from the way you'd been working before. And I think I've discovered that that doesn't have to be true, and very happily so, because I love the people I work with, and they're very good at what they do, and I love the way that we work, and I love the smallness of it and the simplicity of it. So I'm proud to continue that into a longer movie.
Sure. Maybe you can tell us what part of the crew and the cast were like friends or like colleagues that you shot movies already with, and who was coming new to the process?
Well, I'll start with who came new, because there's less of them. Dale was new, a great new friend. Wes Studi is new, another new friend. And one producer, Dan Janvey, who was kind of a guardian angel of the project. But other than that, Jesse, the producer I grew up with, Alfonso is the only cinematographer I've ever worked with, Juliana, I did my short films with, she's also my partner, met her in film school. Stina, the costume designer, met her in film school. The assistant director is from film school. Co-producer and composer was my roommate in film school. It's really the same 7 or 8 people who've been on the journey the whole way with me. And they're all much better at filmmaking than I am, so I'm really happy to get to take credit for their work.
You know what I really liked about the film, that it was pretty rare, is that you show someone loving their deceased partner more than the protagonist does in the same situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Part of the story is about how healing has its own timelines. And even people who share the experience of loss and who share much of the experience of life, who have so much in common, can still be on different tracks. Healing is mysterious and patient, but very powerful. And it is a story about healing in the end, and in the end, Faye finds love in her life, even though she's not sharing it with another person. But she has to see the possibility of it arrive and then also depart in order to get to that place.
I also like the structure of the film, because I think there's a huge middle part with just witnessing these two characters learning each other again, talking about the past, and then there is an introduction and an outroduction. And also framed by witty scenes, by some situative comedy. But the middle part is much more serious, I would say.
That's just how life is to me. Like, I love comedies, I love tragedies, I love romances, I love horror movies, but the truth is all of our lives are just a mixture of all of those things. We don't live in one of them purely. So I hope that even though it's a movie and even though it's strange, there's some honesty in there being jokes and there also being tears and there being some serious speeches and there being some quiet, quirky scenes. That's how I've experienced the world. I suspect that's how most people do.
Talking about experiencing the world, I have a last question about your editing, actually, because there were a lot of very hard cuts, and there's also a hard cut on a very decisive scene, the kissing scene. So they are in her camper, they're talking, and there's the highest intimacy of the whole film, and then they kiss each other, and then there's a cut. Maybe you could make a comment on what this cut means to you, why you decided to cut also the situation at that point.
That's a very good and very difficult question. I think at the core of the movie is a story about routine and the breaking of routine. And it comes back to healing. In order to heal, we need routine, and then at some point we also need to break it. So in the editing, there are stretches that move through time and through space very smoothly, and that's routine. But then there are also moments where things change very drastically, sometimes for the better and sometimes not, and that's the breaking of it. And that's just a way to try to show Faye and Lito's strange experience of time and place, and both the vastness of the moment that they're in, but also the like minuscule decisions and emotions that they're faced with coming together. That's the best answer I can come up with, at least.
It's a good answer, I think. And so I really say thank you for this wonderful interview. And it was Max Walker Silverman, and I'm Niklas for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you very much. Happy to talk.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.